So hello and welcome to our 85th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast. In today's episode, we will talk about Gutenberg 6.1, WordPress 6.3, and that's pretty much it. We have a full program alone with that. I'm your host, Birgit Pauli-Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times and full-time core contributor for WordPress open source project, sponsored by Automattic. And I'm so happy that Tammy Lister joins me today. She's one of the Gutenberg design leads of phase one and design lead of WordPress 6.3 release squad, and will be the editor tech co-lead on the all underrepresented gender squad for 6.4. In her day job, Tammy works at the global agency IMSSide from Germany as a developer. Good afternoon, Tammy. So happy to see you again. Thank you so much for making the time to be on the show. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so wonderful. And for our longtime listeners, you are no stranger. Yeah, you've been on the Gutenberg Live Q&A a few years ago, and you were part of the last year's developer hours. And it's actually the first time that you're on the podcast. How did that happen? For those of you are listening for the first time, tell me a little bit about your WordPress work and what you're doing now.
Yeah, so my WordPress journey has been a long one and an awesome one. Like a lot of people, I started out by blogging and poking around themes. And then I worked for a long time on the problems with themes, went via core through BuddyPress. And then for a long time, I worked as a kind of creating themes and working through that. And that's kind of where I started really my contribution journey through the theme review team and a little bit in core. And then Gutenberg, I guess, was my adventure. But Gutenberg, you know, the seed of Gutenberg is rooted in a lot of people from the theming background. It's kind of one of those not so hidden facts about Gutenberg that a lot of people who worked on it had that background as well. And I've been really lucky since I kind of worked on that project to have quite an adventure working in various roles from design. And at the moment, I'm really lucky to be kind of balancing back my developer skills. I've always kind of done both, but at the moment I'm really focusing on how can I raise back up those skills. And I'm really lucky to be doing that in an agency role. So I am now getting to work with this amazing thing that we've created in the editor and getting to implement it within the agency at a development level. So that I'm having all sorts of fun now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And yes, so you will have opinions about the extensibility of Gutenberg, which is kind of one of the
only
topics
a few
that will come, or that has been kind of in the background or in the other current of all the new features. Was also, where's the extensibility, or what? How can we extend this kind of thing? So before we dive into the recent releases, I want to tell you, dear listeners, all about the two live Q&As that are coming up in July. So next week, we have on July 6, 2023, at 1700 UTC, and I'm not going to convert this to any other time right now. Time zones are the bane of my existence at the moment. So we have the topic, leveraging Gutenberg's architecture to take plugin development to new levels. And we learn about how Gutenberg components and scripts can be used outside the block editor to revamp a plugin's code base. So this is a case study of GiveWP 3.0, how that's come about. And we will have as guest Jason Adams, who is the director of development, and John Wallstein, who is the lead developer on the show. And my co-host will be Lena Morita, who is a JavaScript developer on the components team. So she has some really geeky questions for the two, and she's quite excited about it. And I'm really looking forward to it because I find it fascinating when developers discover all the ways to use existing components and script to build on top of Gutenberg. And it saves so much development time and opens up new synergies between the core and the added functionality in a plugin. So if you're interested to dive in, the next one, 2 weeks later on July 21st, we also at 1700 UTC, we will hold the next live Q&A with designers and developers of WordPress VIP. And they created a bridge plugin between Figma design themes and the theme JSON file for the classic and block themes. And it's a fascinating way to keep faithful to the existing design systems and start spinning up new sites that mirror that design system without a whole lot of friction in between us. My co-host will be Joni Halabi from the web team at Georgetown University. Also a very interesting live Q&A. I'm really happy that we're putting it together. The last one, you have to just subscribe to the newsletter so you get early access to it. Newsletter at the Gutenberg Times. And should you listen to this episode? Yeah, I know a lot of people binge listen to it. If you listen to this episode after July 22nd, check out the Gutenberg Times YouTube channel for the recordings of that. We always record them. We have them transcribed. We have a post on the Gutenberg Times with the resources shared and all that. So even if you miss it, but the live Q&A is really interesting because all of a sudden from the demos that are there, there comes these very quick these questions from the audience. And I really like having that a live show. So that's that. We are coming to the what's released section, and we come to what happened last night. So today we are recording it on Thursday, June 28th. And this morning, in I think 1:30, WordPress 6.3 Beta 2 was released. And were you up at that time?
No, I got up as far as about just hitting 11 UK time at night, and I could see it wasn't going to be the 11, so I left the amazing people that were doing, and I'd kept going that far, and I bowed out and got some
Yeah.
sleep because it was the second night running.
Yeah, there was a second shift coming in from Australia.
Yeah, which is amazing. That's part of a
Yeah.
global project. We all get to open doors and close doors after each other, leave post-it notes virtually up for each other. There was a lot of that going on for the
Yeah.
past 2 days, and I think that's the important thing. It's been 2 days we've been working to get this out, so.
Yeah, the make blog has one was the delay for one day, and then also the explanation why it's now called beta 2 instead of beta 1.
Systems are
Systems are hard, releases are
hard.
hard. I have switched my role for this release from doing for three releases Dev Notes wrangling to actually be editor triage co-lead with four other people. And this has been a quite an interesting experience because all of a sudden I'm looking behind the scenes and how timely a lot of PRs are to getting into the beta. And then, yeah, it's not only that this in the plugin, but you also need to sync the core data, the PHP code with the Gutenberg code. And that is another big adventure for the tech leads, yeah. And you get to do this in, when is it, in September, yeah, before beta
Yeah, and I
6.4.
think you never know the unknowns until you know them, and then you document, and then you try, and that's the part of this amazing journey that is these big projects. You can predict most things, but it's always going to be the thing that you don't predict. Honestly, we are doing incredible. Everyone is doing incredible. We just have to remember humans need to sleep sometimes. And I think that that is the beauty we learn. One of the amazing things we do now, which we didn't do before, is we have the use of the time zones. We use that. We have multiple leads. I think back even a few years ago, we didn't have that for these roles. And by having that, we can take advantage of time zones and lives and different people. But just documenting and writing, I think there's going to be some like, okay, so that could happen. Okay, now we document this, now we learn this, and that's great. There's stuff I now want to learn about. I'm like, my curious brain is like, okay, well, this went wrong. Okay, so how do we learn? And that's great because our documentation gets better. That's generally what happens in between releases, where people kind of debrief and then take everything that happened in a release, and then the next release gets better each time. You know, we rise on the
Right,
past release each time.
yeah. You know, this big project, nobody really knows everything. So the
And
collaborative
if they
effort
claim to, I really think they need to go for a little walk in the countryside and think about themselves, because nobody does. And that's amazing. You've just got to be very humble and just go, okay, on we go. And there was a lot of really, I just wanted to say shout out to everyone that was working so hard the past 48 hours and then some. You saw some beautiful handovers of patches, people just teleporting in and their phones and doing things and just some amazing open source hearts. You saw a lot of that going on.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of also kind of the humbleness kind of saying, I don't know, does somebody else is able to help me? And yes,
it's
I know.
Like, I don't know, but I might know someone who does.
Yes.
In their mental Rolodex going through a list of people, right? And that's kind of amazing to do. Like, it's not like I might know I'm going to struggle with it for a while and then I'm not going to come up with a good solution. That does not help anybody.
No. At that moment, you need somebody who knows, but
It would
also,
help. Otherwise, you make it worse. It's kind of like that. I will fix this and make it worse. That's nobody needs that at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, not on a software that's used by millions of people. Yes.
No.
No. Yeah.
But Abita is Abita. And I think that that's the kind of amazing thing. We all have to like, now let's test it. Now let's poke it and do things. And nothing is ever going to be bug free. We always want that. But we do our best every time. I am so excited about how big this change log is.
Yeah, we're getting to that. But I just wanted to do a shout out for Brian Alexander, who's heading the test team. He has put together some amazing instructions on how you can make really impactful contributions to this open source project. And we will share the link in the show notes. But it's when you go to the test, make.wordpress.org/test, that's the first post that will come up, is help test WordPress 6.3. There are quite a few features coming in and they all need testing and they all need kind of hitting the real life kind of scenarios. Yeah, have plugins that use some of that themes. Yeah, just poke it from all the ends and it's really necessary. And like every beta, it's beta. Yeah, so the bugs that we find now in the beta 2, 3, and 4, we don't have to fix later when the release is done. So yes, what also was released was Gutenberg 16.1. And that's when 255 PRs merged with this release by 69 contributors. And it's just amazing what all went in there. Yeah, it's also understandable because it's the last, if it weren't for the last minute, nothing really gets done in life, I found. And everybody wanted to get their work merged. So it will be in the next WordPress release. And with the beta this week, it's the last plugin release for enhancements and new features to come in. After that, it's all bug fixing. So that made it for a mile-long change log. And Time and I will do our best to kind of pick the stars amongst the 255, the bright shining stars and the highlights for you, and talk them through. So, do you want to hit us off with the first thing, or do you have any other comments to that?
I mean, wow, the amount. I guess the first one would be the navigation menu sidebar, the renaming, duplication, and deleting of navigation menus from browse mode sidebar. I mean, navigation menu sidebar, that, like, the maturity of that in general is, it feels such a long adventure. The navigation menu has come on. And I think that that's also maybe this point is why there was so much as well. Like, it's not the final release, right? It's like Photoshop when you name a final 01 file or something, but it's a closure. And I think having a navigation block, having things changed, all these kind of things, that it's a closure for a lot of these features. So I think navigation, it feels like quite a closure on some of these things as
Yeah,
well.
And it now made a real sense. I think it really needed to brew a little and often and kind of throw out concept and get nuance there.
Yeah.
But the navigation menus is in the, so there's navigation and then there is the sidebar menu in the site editor that also has a navigation.
Yeah. But bringing that functionality means that you then, you know, there's this kind of weird separation, but it kind of allows that to feel more cohesive and native. That's the best words I can think of it. I think navigation is going to take a little while to get a lot of people using because it's quite a navigation's over here, all these kind of things. It's that maturity of that feature and the dependability of that feature and the kind of work there. I've definitely started feeling that it feels more robust to use with these changes. So yeah,
Yeah, and
really excited.
I finally feel I feel the same way. I was always a little hesitant to touch the navigation because I knew it wasn't finished,
You
so I
sneeze
didn't
near
want
it, it will
to.
fall over, bless it. And I say that having worked on it myself, but it's
Yeah.
just a really hard problem. Turns out navigation, linking alone is a hard problem, but navigation is like linking plus, plus, plus. It's a really difficult problem. If you just write code, it felt easier, but if, as soon as you add any interface, it's really difficult.
Yeah, and it's also such a prominent piece of a website that you built, yeah,
Yes.
that it really
And
needs
people are
to.
very bonded to a particular way of using navigation in WordPress as well. So you've got to retrain that
Yeah,
mindset.
that definitely is true. Yeah, and so we have the navigation and the sidebar and the site editor as a navigation menu where you can do
Yes.
certain things, and that a PR kind of you can
Yes.
from that menu, you're already from that sidebar, you already can rename, duplicate menus, or delete them. You cannot create them. Yeah, that's what you do when you create, you add a navigation block to a template part, to the header or to the footer. And then on the right-hand sidebar, on the white
Yeah.
sidebar, that's where you assemble your menu or
I kind
the
of
many
like that
menus.
consciousness of creating them somewhere else. Yeah, there's so many like opinions on separation and workflows.
Yeah.
I feel like if you, this is a complete personal opinion, but if you
It's
making navigation too easy, I think that you end up with like too many navigation everywhere. That's always been like one of our problems, right? Like you end up with like people drowning in menus. So I think that there's like a balance, that there's a maturity of navigation. I think that's where the overlap of this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I like that in the site editor, left side navigation, you just kind of touch on the overall website, but you always go into the canvas to actually
Well, it's
make
kind of
changes.
assembly. The best words I can use is assembly there. I don't know if that's kind of a good word, but it feels like assembly there, functionality doing here, right? And then that's kind of what it feels like, the different kind of mental models that I'm moving in between when I'm doing things. And I'm kind of for that, different areas having very distinct different mental models when I'm doing it. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and I like that too because I can't help two different thoughts in my head at the same time
No.
and be productive. It's
No,
just
life's
kind
too
of
short.
yeah. So that's why I like the next item, that footnotes block is now coming to text blocks, and
Yeah.
that's really something that we have all been waiting for a long time. And I know that Ella Van Dorp has also tried multiple ways to get this done. And I think she has so great ideas that she all pursued them all in, and in the GitHub, you can have the history of all the footnotes. Yeah. And, but I think this version is really hitting it out of the park. Yeah. It works well. You put the cursor where you need the footnote, you get it from the menu, from the inside menu bar, menu drop down on the block toolbar. And then you say footnote, and then it gets you right into the place where the content of the footnote, you can add that, and it does the numbering itself. Yeah. So if you say, oh, I need a foot, I put a footnote in the middle of a paragraph, but also I need another one on top of it, it recounts them so automatically. So that's a really good feature. So, and it has color controls. And it, but it also follows whatever your paragraph or your link color is. I just see that when you change the background of a paragraph, you get what you always get with links is if you change the text, you also need to change the link color. But that is something, that's the nature of the beast. There is no automation for that, but I'm really happy that this block comes and it will be in 6.3.
Footnotes has had an adventure for many years. I think Footnotes is one of those, to me, it's a sign of maturity for an editor. It's kind of a quite a few see it as like extra functionality or features, but it really is something that if you are in a particular field or you are particularly using, like you will not use an editor unless it has the footnotes functionality. Like it's
Yeah.
whether you choose to use or not. There's no doubt whether you would want, you wouldn't even have a plugin. It would be like base functionality. So I think I'm very glad to see. It's just for me, it also it's a really strong indicator of things like collaboration. It kind of sets that, it kind of may not feel like it, but it is. It kind of sets those kind of using that canvas in a little bit of a different way as well. So
Yeah.
I'm really
And
pleased to see
yeah,
it. And
and you
that
can.
experimenting outside to then bring in, I think is a real good way forward to start seeing the interface as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, and then you could actually move the footnotes block where all the footnotes are to the end of things, or put them a little bit further. So it's also quite versatile. So
That's really
it's
important
good.
depending on what article you're writing as well. I do not claim to know any different medical whatever articles, but I'm sure that there are certain like rules and regulations around like where things go and depending on articles and what order things go. So having that functionality that you can determine yourself is better for
Yeah,
everybody.
absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
So
the
the
next big
next,
one.
yep, go ahead.
Oh, this is this like I feel like there's a whole episode here on patents. And I guess and I the big one here is the naming and language to me is again we talk about maturity. Well, renaming reusable blocks, rename to my patterns and add option to also add a non-synced pattern. This is big. It's a small big thing, I guess, because it's a big thing, but it's like it's not like the massive a massive feature, is it? But it also is kind of like a massive feature. Yeah, reusable blocks are quite limited, but really quite bonded for some people. So I think that we got to like respect that. But patterns to me are what everyone always wanted with reusable blocks. When everyone describes what they want from a reusable block, it's a mature functional pattern that has all the things that patterns are getting, like syncing, all these kind of things. And that's kind of what patterns are getting now. So yeah, I don't know what you feel, but that to me, it's just maturity of patterns. You know, you have blocks, patterns, template parts, templates. It makes sense.
Oh yeah. They're all kind of, they're pretty much cut from the same cloth and all had different names and also different models. Yeah. So you had to get here for a template part, you need to go there for a reusable block, and you had a pattern here. But they all had different updates kind of things. Yeah. So if you update a reusable block, it updates on all instances. Pattern don't have any updates. So every time you put them into a canvas, they are all kind of disintegrating in, they don't know about itself anymore. Yeah. So, but what I like is that you now can create your own patterns. And that is something that a lot of people were missing, that you were dependent on the pattern directory, or you were dependent on the theme to provide your patterns, or some third party directory where you can copy paste it over, but you are not able to say, oh, this is a marvelous pattern, can I store that on my site? And now you can. And it's the same interface or same workflow that you are accustomed to when you create a reusable block. And there's only one change there, or one attribute. One is called sync this over all the instances, yes or no. It's a toggle switch. So you get, if you switch it on, you get a reusable block. That change, if you change it, it changes all the instances. And if you switch it on, not on, it's a pattern which does not update. But this is also, and you say, okay, but I want, when I stay and change the style of my pattern, I want it to be replicated over all the instances. It's coming. This is the first step. Yeah, this is the first step to unify the wording, unify the interface, and then also kind of, you don't have this duplicate m mental model anymore. You find them and you can edit them at the same spaces. Yeah, it's called my custom patterns. That's how you find them in the pattern list. And then in the block, when you highlight them, there is manage your patterns. Yeah, and that's, yeah, so it's a great step, and it's one that we have been really all waiting for.
I'm putting my like agency hat on, like really trying to explain all this language. Like people, they work in design systems, they work in simple language, right? And been able to sell this easier by simpler language that it behaves more like a design system as they expect. This all is that, right? You don't have to then build a system on top because then the system will be easily done within. You don't then have to bring the system. So I am very excited about this. It gives me all those, it is a start. It is something that, you know, I would have liked a couple of years ago, but we had so much to do, right? We'll get there. And I think that is the thing of, there's so much changing to do. Patterns are really getting strong. When they first came out, it kind of felt like, oh, you can do patterns. They're kind of like, but they are so powerful. Mm-hmm. People get patterns way more than blocks as well. Like, mm-hmm. you explain a block, people are like, you don't need to make blocks. And I think we're going to see less blocks people making and more patterns with this, because patterns are just more useful then. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's what I have been seeing as well, is also that mm-hmm. people say, okay, I don't have to create a custom block just because I want a group of blocks kind of in my
as much
site,
as I love block variations, and I love all these kind of things that you can do because blocks are amazing, I'd like to see less because then it means that patterns are doing what they're meant mm-hmm. to do, because that's kind of what humans, the interface that we're having for pattern browsing and all that, we're kind of getting on to the kind of management stuff that's also part of this. That is just better as a human, right? Those human interfaces, once we have, you know, humans are using that, that's way better than the tiny little pickers that we have for blocks.
Yeah. But I wanted to go back to what you said. Well, I would love to have that 2 years ago. But I think sometimes waiting helps you really to see the big picture, the whole picture. Yeah. So 2 years ago, we didn't have template parts. Yeah. Or we didn't know yet how they're going to fit in into the block themes. And pattern, we're just at the beginning, but we didn't know how to lock them, how to lock certain pieces.
When I say that, that's just eagerness. And that's I think way too many people in the agency just want it tomorrow, because honestly, like, that those are the people who are trying to solve it with design systems, who are trying to work around the problem today. We are absolutely, these toys are amazing, and that then means more, these bigger systems can be start using. They don't have to like build on top or around mm-hmm. or kind of, they can build a lot more natively, and the more native you can build, the easier upgrades, the easier components, everything, and it's just a better experience for everybody.
Right. Well, you see the power now, and you say, "Oh, wouldn't it be great?"
Yeah. If no one ever has to go through a load of patterns, and I've actually had to do this, go through, like, someone makes a change in patterns, but this was quite a while ago. If you use patterns, and then you had to make a change in patterns at scale, that was hard to do before. Not having to do that, that's going to be amazing, right? Like, so those kind of things, getting all the amazing benefits of all these things, but having the amazing benefits of things like reusable blocks, of blocks, but with these kind of visual benefits that humans have. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. We have all the toys.
Yeah, and there's one more toy coming, which is, now you can get a preview of block themes in your site. Yeah, we all remember the customizer, where you install a theme on your website, and then you use a customizer, and you were able to preview your site with the theme. And that hasn't happened yet, but now it's here for block themes as well. You see in your, where you have all your themes, you see a live preview button, and that gets you into a similar interface as the site editor. And then you can navigate your site with the theme that is installed but not activated yet. So you can see how your blocks behave, you see how your posts behave, and in advance, you don't have this, what Helen Husandi always calls the save and pray kind of feature there.
What you say is maybe what you get, but possibly not.
probably different, yes. So, and it's amazing to see this in block themes. You also see all the style variations and how they would change your website. And yeah, it's really amazing. And it's in 16.1, and it will come to 6.3. So,
and moving on to the site editor, the distraction free, like, we've had distraction free, so it's kind of like da da. But having that with the site editor, like, being able to create and just go get away. I remember age, but Dreamweaver full screen mode, right? And you now got that, right? Like, the day where you could suddenly do visual, in Dreamweaver. We've now got that in WordPress. Wow. Like, that's
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
incredible to think that we can do that. And you've got that without some of the ickiness, bless it, without tables. But we've now got that. And that means that you can really focus on what you're creating. And sometimes when, like, if you're doing like some of these, like three column query or whatever, and you're trying to do, you do not need them side panels and everything in the way. So distraction free is really, really nice to be able to do that and create. We talked earlier about modes when you're doing things. That really helps you with that creation mode. There's a reason why when you're writing, you have those Zen modes, and that really works for people. Or you have that, like, get away from my desktop, all the apps. And so this really, I don't know what you feel, but I think this is just like a small, like, improvement to life, quality of
Absolutely.
life improvement.
Absolutely. And it's a good one, yeah, when you can do an almost one-to-one preview of your site or that particular page, yeah, it opens up so much, yeah, or it takes away so much worry, yeah, that
Yes.
it's really a better
You
life
know
there.
what you're getting rather than guessing what you're getting.
And yeah, test this, please, test this so much.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and again, that's a part of this. Like, a lot of these things are really, they're going in and they've been tested by the people that are creating them, and they're amazing humans, but they are not the people that are going to be poking it. It's now up to people that are listening to this, the people that are going to be testing, who are the people that should be poking it and using it. And I think that is exactly what this is about. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and what is now coming back to the site editor is editing templates as well as content. At the beginning of when the site editor was introduced, it was already there, but people got confused. Am I editing a page? Or they were
Yeah.
not confused. They didn't have that concept of a template part, like a that this is just a the template that drives all the pages, and they made changes, and then we're surprised that the changes were duplicated on all the pages, right? And now, so it was taken out of it, out of the editor, and now it comes back with some guidance for the content creator of, okay, you can't edit that now when you and you get when you're in the template, you get all the so title kind of thing. Yeah, it names the things that are in there. And when you're on a page, it gives you the page title exactly how you put it in. And then you can edit it. But when you go into the places where the template is, yeah, it tells you this is a template piece. Do you want to edit now? Or yeah, and then gets you out of the editing mode into a template mode, template editing mode. And I think that the guardrails there really help with the mental image as well. Yeah, kind of this is a template. I don't want to screw that up. Yeah, I just want this on my page. I want that content done. And you can do it in the site editor. Do you have to go back to the WP admin once in a while when you create pages? Yes. Yeah. But sometimes you want to edit things and you want to see it with the that's the good part in this section now when you have the edit the page content as well as the template is you see the page in its all in its context. Yeah. How will it show up on the site? Yeah, there is no, oh, okay, there is something on the sidebar that's kind of interfering with my page. And yeah, it's the same thing that we talked about before, where you as long as you see the full context of your page, all the worry goes away. And yeah, so it's
Yeah, I like
really
what you said as well about having something in and then taking it away. I think that's really, really important, because sometimes when something's completely new, it doesn't work because it's new. It's not because it's a bad idea. And this is showing it just needed to be delivered in a certain way. And I think a lot of, not a lot, not everything, but quite a few things that have been added a little bit recently are that, right? That they are re-adding in a slightly different variation once we've got things together. So sometimes you've got to find the combination of the puzzle to put these pieces in, or the order to put them in. And this is exactly one of those. It needed to come in a certain order.
Yeah, and I had some interesting conversation at WordCamp Europe. Oh man, I had a lot of conversations at WordCamp Europe, but some of them were really interesting because I think if you're not a developer, it's really hard to understand that you have a vision for what people want to do, But unless you start programming and putting it in, you don't know yet how it's going. Yeah, it's how it's going to work. It's kind of that's the so let's put it with the features in and then see what other people think about it and then iterate on it. Yeah, it's
that's
I think
part
that
of the freedom of creating in the open, and part of what we've kind of learned with this whole project is by creating in a plugin, we get to experiment. I kind of want to use the word play because I think it kind of makes it, experiment sometimes feels a little bit harsh, right? Like it feels like serious, but we get to play and see if this goes here, what did someone feel about it? This goes here. You know, testing things was really, really hard to do in core, and it has been really, really hard. But by having it in this and been able to backtrack quicker, and that has been something that has happened time and time again of oops, nope, let's try this. Or okay, well, this idea didn't work this time. We've still got it in the code base. It's just back now. We haven't completely lost it. In core, ideas go and get lost because it's a big space, sadly. So kind of having that kind of flexibility, I think we are doing it a lot more as a project and having that healthier kind of macro experimentation. But yeah, I'm really, it's seeing those mature ideas come. I love seeing things that was talked about, like you said, footnotes, but things that were said years and years ago, and it's like, yay, they finally shipped.
Yeah. And it's not because they didn't want to, couldn't ship it earlier. It was kind of, it's also, you didn't know yet how other pieces that needed
they
to
needed
fit,
to be
fit.
It's like baking a cake. It needs to be the right time and the right ingredients need to be available and the right people to taste the cake. I don't know, that metaphor went really weird, but right, like
well, only chocolate lovers love chocolate cake, right?
Yeah, and
and
sometimes you are not delivering chocolate cake. You're delivering a Victoria sponge and to the wrong crowd. I don't know.
Yeah, those metaphors are kind of really.
It's not working. Backtrack. What's the next thing?
Let's try it again. Yeah, that's how we all have experiences, but it's not in WordPress. So creating something really, really new in WordPress, yeah, with a lot of backwards compatibility promises, it's really hard. And
it's like
I think
moving a giant, I always describe it as trying the difference between moving like a little rowing boat to moving an ocean liner, you know, one of them big Disney cruises or those giant things, and then moving a little rowing boat is really easy, right? It's not the same.
But this editing piece, I think it's really so much better now, and I think it kind of meets the vision now. So what's also in the site editor bar is some template details. You might have already seen that, but now it also respects the settings, and it there is some language going on as well, some language changes. You see the home template details, but that only tells you, okay, how many blog posts are on it. So it's the blog home and not only just the home page. So if you switch it to a static page, you will see that in the pages and not in the template pages. So that's, but it's really good to have those template details in the site editor on the sidebar. It gives you a little bit more context.
Yeah. With components, I guess one of them to call out is the button has a size prop, which is kind of like a small little thing, but it's maturity of the button. The button block, like how many sites have button? Every one of them, right? And having something like that is really big. It's going back to one of my favorite topics of design systems, right? If we are building off of core as a basis, like you need to have these foundational things as part of it. So I'm really excited to see, anytime I see that or any of the blocks getting different attributes, I am giddy with excitement about all those kind of things. So particularly because it means I can then use them. So
you can use them, you can create styles with them, you can have different variations on the buttons, and you don't have to create a new block for the buttons. Another block that got some nice features, additional feature in there, is the list block. It now has different numbering type for the ordered list. So you could have alphabetical numbering or number numbering or Roman lit numbering, and in capitals and in small cases. So now you have quite some options in there. I really like that. It kind of catching up with other documentation or writing tools
Yeah.
where you don't have that. But yeah, it's good to have it in there.
And image block has aspect ratio control. For some reason, I wanted to say radio control. That was exciting. I think that's a whole different thing. It has,
Multimedia, an image has radio controls.
yeah,
Yes.
which again is maturity, right? It's part of all these things are, you mentioned parity with tools. It is, right? Like, we need to have the best of these tools so that people use them natively. So yeah, that's really what a lot of this is maturity of these tools, I think. So yeah.
Yeah, and that was particularly important because you want your patterns. Yeah, when you switch out the
Yeah.
images, you have them in a certain aspect ratio, and when you switch them out and somebody puts in another image, you want it in the same aspect ratio and
Yeah.
not kind of blow up the whole pattern in
Can
design.
ruin a party, that
Yeah, so I just wanted to I'm scrolling past it, but there
really can.
is just stop to say that the interactivity API will not be in 6.3. It has been merged for the Gutenberg plugin, but it will only be available for they're aiming for 6.4, which is not so far away, actually. Yeah, September is the next beta, so it's kind of really going forward. But just want to there were some questions in the community about the interactivity API. A
Yeah,
lot of people are
we're going to
very
have some
excited about
really
it.
nice toys for Christmas,
Right.
basically.
And yeah, November 8th is, I think, the release of 6.4. So yeah, let's get those toys wrapped up for Christmas.
That's actually going to be some really interesting testing, I think. Some difference in testing, because yes, we've done, but how you test some of that stuff is going to be a little bit different, I think.
Yeah, and we need a lot more example kind of
That's kind
code.
of where I'm gonna be like,
Yeah.
how do you kind of push some of that stuff?
Yeah,
Thanks.
and some definitely some documentation. I think they started with the documentation now. There was quite a few insights already in the make blogs, in the make blog on core, I think two of them, and I can certainly add them to the show notes so people who are all interested in that and kind of want to help with the rollout, yeah, definitely can get a head start on it, but not in 6.3.
The next one, going past so much. This is such a long list. It's amazing. Is in the design tool section, and that's a sticky position. That's not a phrase. try re-enabling non-root sticky position. So actually, like, I think any improvements to things like this is really nice. The fact that we have this shows maturity of design tools. So I think that's kind of part of calling this out. Design tools as a whole are a concept that is still relatively new to us, but design tools means, again, that people are going to build using it. And so I'm really excited anytime that any of our refinement happens to any of our design tools. So I think it's
Yeah,
worth
and
calling out.
I think in 6.2 the sticky position was already introduced for the header and the footer, but
Yeah.
it was not for the sidebar because
Nope.
somehow it was really, really hard
Sticky
to
is hard. Sticky is hard to
sticky.
stick.
Yeah, to get it stick. And it needed to be a root wrapper or root block to make it sticky. You couldn't do it in a column block, yeah, where you have a sidebar and make that
Because
sticky. So
CSS.
because of CSS, yes, yeah. So there is another attempt to make this work and needs definitely testing. And
Yes, I was about to say that if anything needs testing, things like any time you see something listed in design tools, I would po point anyone who is building themes or building anything to please test around those things, because these are what really you would be building with. Having native sticky positions is much better than having to call on libraries or add things. And again, it means that people who want to build and create in the editor themselves have that capability to create some incredible, powerful, beautiful designs without having lack of access to them. It all sets us up to what amazing things could be done with the default themes. And that's kind of super exciting, what kind of Christmas is going to bring there with all these tools.
So the next one is actually in the for media, and it's a and we need to set this up a bit. So when you copy paste something from Google or from another website, and there's images in there, when you paste them into your canvas, the image will always kind of go back to the original. So when the original site goes away, especially when you migrate from one domain to the other, go away, the image goes away. And now there was a little button on every image where you could say, and if it was allowed from the source site, that you could add that image to your library with a button. But of course, when you have 15 images, it's a little harder to do that. So now in the pre-publish screen, there is a section that it suggests that you upload the external images and gives you a button, and you can do it all at once. You also can click on the images and see how they show up in the post or in the page. So I think that's a great
Just
addition
what
to,
people expect. Like, again, like it, and I do not belittle it by saying that. It's more just, it just raises it up. It's what people expect. It's what people,
It really
so
raises
it's
the
amazing.
quality of the quality of the tool that you use, that it actually helps you also with the little things. It's kind of, images are
So quality of
important,
life.
thank you.
Really, this whole release is quality of life and completion, which is beautiful summer thing.
And
I guess we've
refinement,
So I think we're going to talk maybe a little bit later about the command section, but we're kind of
We
into
could.
commands. In going down the list, there's two things about the commands, and that is add commands to template parts and styles, and to related commands as well. I don't know if you want to talk about commands now or
We could,
kind of
we
later.
could. So the com we have a name now for it.
We do.
It was in the development, it was always called the Command Center, but now it's Command Palette, and it tries to convey that you have, that's the tool when you hit Control K in the site editor, it gives you a quick access to various commands, context sensitive. And so you can say, go to library, or go to templates, or go to template parts, or delete template part. All this you can do. And it's also extensible. So you can create commands for your plugins. You can create commands for your themes as well. But the API is very, very new. So there are commands, and with this release, there are commands with template parts, styles, how to manage the custom patterns, which custom patterns are the former reusable blocks, synced patterns. So now you can say to your command palette, manage patterns. Or you also get UI commands for your post editor. So where you can say add new post or something like that. So it's kind of it's not the center of it, because it's not a mission control kind of palette or something like that, or
No.
dashboard. It's just you have a thought
It's
that you
your
want to
friendly
go somewhere.
helper there and there. And I think this what these are doing is giving you examples. As you said, this is the start and it's new. So by having these there, and this is just a start, again, I think it's worth saying, these are an example that someone could look at and be like, oh, that's how you write one as well. So I am super curious to do that myself and be like, oh, okay, that's how you write one. Okay.
Right.
And I am really excited to see what people create with this. There's a whole like, now we have decided the name. I was going to call it Bob, but it didn't catch
I
on.
was called a friend.
Call him Bob. I have no idea. But everyone picks a name that they call things repetitively, I think. And now that it has a name, which is amazing. And I think one of the good things is it's translatable. And I think that that's was key in all of it. I personally, as long as it's translatable, as long as we agree to something, we get it in, things can change, but let's get it in and iterate. So these are great examples to then copy, rehash, and learn from. So I think 6.4 will probably see more. And then I imagine there's going to be a flurry of plugins, some nice little iterations, and people kind of exploring what it means to have these things as well. So, yeah, it's going to be very exciting to see what people create.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. I would have never thought that my website tool will have these quick commands that I can just call up and then do stuff. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, so
it's all,
the way
yeah.
that I think of it is a combination of, because initially I was like Alfred was kind of where my mind went because it was kind of searchy. I think of it now like Alfred and if this, then that. And those two things combined is where I go because it's like, it is that, but it's also workflows. So it's kind of that, but in WordPress for me. And I am very excited about like extending that and then where people take, because people always take it in a way that you would never expect it to go. So I think the next kind of year or so, we're going to see some really exciting things come from that. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah.
New
So,
toys.
new toys for everybody. When the biggest toy is probably kind of creating those commands and find, yeah, oh, I can do this. Yeah, kind of because
Yeah,
it
and then even
it's not
visual
that hard. Yeah.
interfaces to be able to create those commands ourselves. I mean, that becoming easier and easier, I think, is something that will happen over time as well.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, and I wanna do get into programming so much. Yeah, and kind of lock myself away for 2 weeks and do all this.
Don't have to lock yourself away for it, but it's all right.
Yeah, so I'm kind of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I don't see anything anymore.
So much. And I think that that's the thing. If we're going through like the bug fixes and the enhancements, and there's just so much. I like the repetitive word flaky, because when I see the fix flaky, that means that all the things which flaky is like a bug report for, it kind of works and it kind of didn't. I love that we're down to that end of polishing is kind of my reflection on that. So I think that that is really, really exciting that there's so much polishing here.
Yeah, and I think that was actually the outlook for 6.3, that most of the features get in and
This
then
is like a
WordPress
giant
already.
section of those, which I love.
No, I think we're are we done? I think we're done. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. There's some a lot of documentation fixes, code quality fixes, code quality in block library, code quality in
Yeah.
site editor. Oh, no, this is cool. Yes. Tooling, yeah, the whole testing thing. It's kind of whoa.
Yeah.
That's
And
what
I
you
think
were
that
talking
that's the
about, yeah.
thing that's. There's probably testing coming in for command as well, but it's all maturity of that. As I'm scrolling down, I'm seeing like improving, 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 improving.
Yeah, no, I think we made
Way
it.
job.
Yay. Yeah, so we want to bring it back to the WordPress 6.3 beta and talk a little bit
Yeah.
about what this means, blessed tickets for 6.3.
So I think one of the big things to think about is, yes, there are things in now, but things that are in are going to have to respond to feedback. So whilst you might think, oh, that button is perfectly placed, I am really paraphrasing here, that button might not be perfectly placed. So during betas, you might see that that button moves because that button needs to be in a better place. And there are a couple of tickets out there at the moment, which one of them particularly has this, things could be done in a better way. That's kind of where I'm going with this. So we are going to see that. We're going to see, oh dear, this breaks this under this certain stance when we actually tested it under this load, or we tested it under this situation, because you can test under all the situations you think, but you don't have that until you are real world testing or you're testing. And as the betas get towards the higher numbers, we're on two now, so we're probably going to go at least four, I would say. I
I
don't
agree. I agree.
know. I want to be optimistic, but realism kicks in here a little bit. You're going to see like fixes. So people need to bug report, people need to test, poke it, prod it, and use it. If you find something, see something, find something, see something, report something is the biggest thing. Because if you see something at release candidate, it's a little bit late. It's kind of like shouting after the sheep have left the field. But if you say something now, it can be fixed. So if something doesn't work with the plugin that is the only reason your client site works, now's a reason to say, basically, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And there will be, so I'm also wanted to caution some of the more eager WordPress news people or that want to do grab screenshots and that kind of thing. There might be changes there. So one
Going back
change,
to my button moving.
there's for instance one change is from 6.0 to beta, or to 6.2, 16.2 from so plugin releases 6.0 to 6.2, which will be probably have some of the things that will get into 6.3 WordPress. But there is one thing, there was one menu item in the site editor on the bottom that was called library,
Yes.
and that has been renamed to patterns
Yes.
because that's what's in there. It's the reusable block that
Yeah.
are patterns now, template bars that are patterns now, and your custom patterns that are patterns now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one was kind of thinking about the library part for a long time because also there will be a fonts library, something like that.
Yeah.
But then there were quite a few smart people who said, well, if I'm looking for fonts, I won't go to library. I go to my styles, and that's a
Yeah.
separate place.
Yeah.
So while we were using it, it was kind of rethought what would make it a better idea or a better metaphor for that. And pattern is something that's WordPress branded. Yeah. So, and that a lot of people are really responding to. All the other things are kind of, so a library was not, it removes cognitive load when you have to think about, I need to think of library. When you see patterns, that's what you wanna where
Yeah.
you wanna go. Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's just one example. There might be others. So when you do a screenshot for your video or for your, yeah, make sure you have the latest beta or the
Really,
latest.
the screenshots is release candidate as much as like it feels
Yeah,
like it's
I
not.
would.
There's several weeks, and that's when you'll find a lot of documentation takes it as well. I'll be
Yeah.
working on the about page, and we're going to be doing the graphics around there as much as possible. But honestly, like the final 01 PSD graphics, I don't deal with PSDs. That is when they are going to be. That's when you take them because. Things rightly wrote translation. This language, though, I think so many of these language refinements happening, whether you agree with it or not, because language is so subjective and everyone has feelings about what Bob or Fred, what things should be called, is a sign of maturity of the product, is that we're working our own like language system and we're saying like these things are called this because it makes sense in our ecosystem. So I welcome that we're finally clarifying some language and not just confusing everybody because it's always been very confusing. We're finally settling on some terms and we are then documenting what they are called because one of the problems we've always done is call something and then not written it down. So actually doing that is really helpful.
Yeah. No, yeah. Release candidate is scheduled for the 27th of July. So it's another 4 weeks to go. So
So you gotta let the
caution.
dust settle, you gotta let stuff go. If everything is amazing and unicorns walk and everything, then nothing will change. But something's going to change
Yeah,
because
it's going to
humans and
change.
software.
Yeah, and computers, right? Computers are involved, all bets are off, right?
Yeah, and that's okay, right? Like, that's totally okay.
Whatever.
Just if you're going on holiday, maybe have a friend do your screenshot for your blog post. That's okay.
All right. So before we all come to an end, just a reminder, the two live Q&As on July 6th and July 21st. Yeah, hit the registration button so we can all see you also on the live show and with some great demos. Before we end the show, do you have anything that you want to, how can people get in touch with you, Tammy?
I'm Karma Toast on all the things, and I'm still around core. I'm around everywhere, and I would love to speak to people. I will be at WordCamp US as well if
All
someone's
right. Yes.
going. So I'd love to say hi. But I, yeah, async reaching out, I'm always welcome.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. And as always, dear listeners, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is episode 85. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to cover, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. So thank you so much, Tammy. It has been a great pleasure geeking out with you over
It's been a pleasure. It's always great talking to you.
Gutenberg.
Thank you so much for having
Thank you
me.
so much. And you all have a good weekend and a good week. And I'll see you all or hear you all in the next 2 weeks. Take care. Bye bye.